Now, imagine your son is seriously in pain. You phone an ambulance and the ambulance takes nearly 2 hours to get to you. Wait for this story. Lauren's on the line. Morning to you, Lauren.
Hi, Stephen. Hiya.
Good morning, good morning. Tell me about your son. What's his name?
His name's Robbie.
What happened to him?
He was training football on Sunday night there, just past. He went down, off the ball, just went down, suspected dislocated knee. Screaming and then a lot of pain. Nobody wanted to move him, so they phoned an ambulance, which again did not come for 2 hours. So he lay on the cold floor for 2 hours waiting an ambulance.
Screaming in pain, no doubt.
He was crying, screaming, completely could not move, needed the toilet, needed a drink, couldn't move.
And were you phoning and phoning the ambulance?
The lady at the rackets club had actually rang 3 times. You know, and kept chasing up, where is this ambulance? This boy still hasn't moved an inch. You know, where are they? I'm sorry, there's a lot of calls. You're just going to have to wait your turn, basically. There was no kind of explanation, you know, as do I. It was just, you're going to have to wait. We can't give you a time frame as to when we're going to be there.
And when they eventually arrived, did they apologise?
Oh, very, very much so. The paramedics were fantastic. It was not their fault. I'm not saying it was. They were very apologetic and, you know, they said that this is happening quite often and it's becoming a problem. And they're concerned that somebody, you know, is going to die or because of this weight. Obviously, Robbie wasn't in, you know, a life-threatening condition. But if somebody was, I mean, any weight like that, you know, it's not good.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And
The Northern Ireland Ambulance Service have given us a statement saying we don't believe that it's acceptable for the 1 hour, 50-minute wait for this ambulance response, especially when an 11-year-old is suffering pain. That's an admission from the ambulance service. Those are the words I just read out there. What we don't know is how many ambulances were on the night in question on Sunday night. So I just wonder.
The paramedics that came and said they'd just started. They had only just started their shift and they were given that straight away. They also made another comment that, you know, to get through to their switchboard, their kind of head office, they were having to wait sometimes 20 minutes to actually get through to their switchboard.
Really?
Yeah, they were having to wait. They were being placed in queues and they weren't being able to get through to who they needed to go to as well. Do you know, instructing them what hospitals to go to, they couldn't get through.
That doesn't make sense because surely a paramedic would be on a radio system back to base.
Not sure. It was just what they'd said. But they were lovely, honestly. They were really, really nice. And they're screaming for help. That's the impression I got off the paramedics. They were screaming for help. They're saying we're pushed and people are waiting and, you know, we don't want that. We want to help people ASAP.
See, the ambulance service are telling us literally while we're on air here that there was no issue with the amount of ambulances that were on that night. So then you start to ask yourself, if there was no issue with the amount of ambulances, why did it take nearly 2 hours to come and tend to your son?
That's a question I need to answer. You know, I don't understand. I couldn't understand it. It's scary. You know, it worries you if something really bad did happen and you need an ambulance urgently. You know, yeah. You lose a bit of faith there.
I'm reading through the rest of the statement here. It says ambulance chiefs have reviewed the 999 call and found it was not prioritised correctly.
Well, okay. You
see, but if this, if they were phoned 3 times, you would have thought someone would have noticed before.
Yeah. And I think this actually what the girl had said is, we think he's dislocated his knee. You know, so, I mean, to me, that's quite high priority. And an 11-year-old, when he actually got to the hospital, he was in so much pain, they gave him morphine. So, you know, he was in a lot of pain.